Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The day after the day after. I want to know who's at fault here. Other than everybody, including Howie Roseman, right? Howie. Defense, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, Carson.
Everybody gets a little blame of this.
Yeah. As Andy used to say, everybody has a little piece of the pie here. But Doug has the biggest piece of the pie.
Always a food reference.
Always. Always. All right, let's do it. Wes in Stratford. Hi, Wes.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
What up, Wes?
What up? So the one thing, or one of the three things I think that hurts is we don't play complimentary football anymore. Last year, you used to get the turnover, and then we go on a long drive, and we score. We convert it, turnovers into points.
Mm-hmm.
This year, if you look at a couple of these games, our defense expends all its energy trying to keep us in the game until the offense gets rolling in the second half. By then, you look at the Cowboys game, they're spent, and Zeke is just running it down our throats every drive. That's one thing that stuck out to me. The other is we made all these jokes about Belichick and how he moves on to the next year with no emotion. Well, we used emotion. We chose Darren Sproles over LeGarrette Blount. And now Darren Sproles is hurt, even though Blount, we rode him the whole year last year. Even when Ajayi, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we kept Jason Peters. We should have got rid of him. I love the guy. I love Darren Sproles, but it's just their time to go. And then the last part is, last year we had Reich, we had DeFilippo. Those guys were quarterbacks. Like, they knew how to game plan. We're rolling with Press Taylor and Mike Groh, who was a receivers coach last year. Like, it's a whole different vibe this year than last. And then, sorry, one last point. The defense, bruh, like, 3rd and 15. You see that picture? We're all lined up.
It is the worst.
And then the worst part of it is, that's great if you got corners that can tackle,
mm-hmm.
but our guys, nah, we throw a shoulder at you and expect them to just fall down. So we're giving up. Like, it's just the effort isn't there.
And that's why I blame Jim Schwartz, though, Wes. Because let's face it. He doesn't have the Legion of Boom back there in the secondary.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. So he knows these guys aren't great tacklers. How many times do you need to see Ron Darby miss a tackle? How many times do you need to see, well, whenever he's out there, Rasul Douglas miss a tackle? Like, how many times do we need to see these guys miss tackles on the back end? They aren't great tacklers. You call that defense where you put your heels at the first down marker and then you allow the running back or the wide receiver to catch a screen 15 yards away from you. Oh, meanwhile, I got three 300-plus-pound offensive linemen running at me with a 10-yard head start, and all I have is secondary members to fight them off and then try to make a tackle. It's not going to work.
Describing it like that, yeah, I can see why they would be at a disadvantage.
Right? I mean, you saw what Rasul Douglas did on that 3rd and 15. He ran up, and he basically ran around the blocker.
Yep.
He ran inside, and the receiver, Gallup, just went on the outside.
Yep.
Come on, man. You can't call that defense anymore.
Nope.
Stop it.
No. I've had this discussion about Jim Schwartz for a while. I'm not a big fan. Top third coordinator. I think he's a top five coordinator, but he's a top third. You'll take him maybe top 10 or right outside of that, right? Mm-hmm. He's not a head coach. He'll never be a head coach, despite what almost happened, or at least people were saying were going to happen after the Super Bowl. There are teams interested in him. But he's a professional defensive coordinator. He was a huge upgrade over Billy Davis and Chip Kelly. This guy belongs in the league. Defensive coordinators for me, couple years, and then kind of time to move on. You had said this before with the defense.
Well, now you got a good one, you don't have to move on from him.
Well, he's not a good one.
Yeah.
He's not a good one. I want Jim Johnson used to be creative. Jim Johnson used to, you know this,
mm-hmm.
used to say, okay, well, this is what I have. This is what I'm going up against. This is what I'm going to do. Jim Schwartz says, okay, we're going to play this defense, and that's it.
Well, here's the other thing, and I don't know if this is – I don't think it's anything the Eagles are doing wrong. They just aren't happening for the team this year. It's the turnovers. You know, they just aren't creating the turnovers that they were creating last year. You know, I look at this defense.
Nope.
If you don't get anything to happen up front, you're not getting anything to happen. We aren't catching interceptions. We aren't out there. Other than Maddox, you know, who's done it, who did it in the Jacksonville game where he was able to dislodge the ball mm-hmm. from the wide receiver and force a fumble there. But that's far in between. If these guys aren't getting sacks and forcing fumbles on the quarterback position, what turnovers are we getting this
year? 7 turnovers this year.
That's hard to do through 9 games, only 7 turnovers.
Last year for the season, they had 31.
Yeah.
7. So you know what that means? And a listener sent it to me today. You don't have a short field. You don't get the ball at the 30-yard line, and then you have to go 30 yards for a mm-hmm. touchdown, right?
Yes.
None of it is happening.
Well, that's the thing of how it plays into the offense, right? The offense has to constantly work with a 70, 75-yard, 80-yard field to drive down. You know, other than that big play to Nelson, you know, most of these drives are methodical drives.
Yeah.
Where you're moving. That's hard to do consistently over the course of a game. So the offense lacks explosive players. They can't get plays in chunk yardage. And then you don't have a defense that's giving you a short field to work with.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving you a short field to work with.
We are. I think they're -6 right now in the turnover.
Yeah. On top of you turning the ball over at least once a game.
And you're not
game.
Getting them back.
Yeah.
You're not getting them back. So you go through the history of the NFL and you look at teams that are successful.
Plus minus
they
turnover.
They win it.
Yep.
They win that plus minus. The Eagles are losing right now.
By 6. -6.
Yeah, it's not good.
They're lucky to be 4-5 with a -6 turnover ratio.
Doug wants to defend Doug.
Okay.
By the way, there was all the things on Christmas baby or the Super Bowl babies over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Kevin Key, he made ESPN with his little Carson that was born Super Bowl baby.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to talk to them. I want to talk to somebody that named their kid Doug after Doug.
Yeah.
What's up, saying? Is there anybody out there?
I love you, Doug, but yeah, Doug is not a name that comes to my mind when I'm thinking of naming kids.
Yeah. Carson's like, oh, Carson's such a great name.
Yeah, it sticks out. Doug, you know, Doug is Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Doug. Doug wants to defend Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Ike, I love you, but Ike ain't at the top of my list for my kids. But anyway.
I kind of knew that was coming when I said what I said.
And let me start this off with defending Doug. I'd like to stick my wide nine up the defensive coordinator's butt and beating with the sticks defense. I am so over the sticks and the wide nine. Like, you just made my point. The playbook is totally different when you're starting every drive from your own 15 to 20-yard line. You can't open up the playbook. You're not getting the turnover and going for the killing with the deep play. I mean, like, isn't the playbook different when you're starting at the 20 than if you're starting at the other team at the 50?
For sure. There's no doubt about it.
There's no special teams at all on this. What name a special teams play that's been made all year, especially on a punt return?
You are exactly right, Doug. It's not been
not one
play made special teams-wise all year. Nothing.
Nothing. There's no momentum. And then the other thing with running the football, and everybody wants to say Doug's missing Dee Felice, Doug's missing
Frank Reich.
They both, they're yelling in Indianapolis that Andrew Luck's arm's going to fall off because he saw more passes than Carson Wentz and Foles combined. Kirk Cousins leads the league in passes. They both throw the ball more than the Eagles do. The difference is their defense is making plays, getting on better field position, getting turnovers. We're getting none of that. And also, Carson Wentz has to stop throwing the ball, even though he's phenomenal, 75 times a game to Zach Ertz. There was 3 or 4 times that Jeffries was wide open in that game that he didn't even look at him.
Yeah.
Big play.
Yeah, that has become somewhat of a security blanket there for old Carson.
I like it, actually.
Yeah, I
fantasy reasons.
I'm not going to say... Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and complain about it because Ertz is so good.
Well, you 2 touchdowns
yeah,
on
it. Yeah, you can't complain Sunday about night. It. But it can get you in trouble when the defense knows that's where you want to go to. That's why Leighton Vander Esch didn't move on when Carson was looking to his left. He knows he has. He knows he has Zach Ertz detached from the offensive line of scrimmage. So his zone is in that hook area. He knows Carson likes to come back to Zach. That's another thing. That's a predictable play.
Yep.
That's a predictable play. That formation, that linebacker knew exactly where Carson wanted to go with the football. And that's why he didn't
watching
move.
Film, right?
He didn't move 1 inch when Carson looked the other way. And Carson threw the ball back without even looking, basically.
Well, it goes to my Doug creativity thing. And, I mean, honestly, like, they didn't look prepared. They didn't look prepared to start the game on Sunday night. They didn't look prepared. They didn't look ready. The players didn't look ready. Now, obviously, the players themselves, because they're the ones going out on the field, they're the one that needs to look themselves in the mirror.
They looked ready when they were ready to fight in the pregame.
They did.
They looked ready. They looked ready all week.
They thought they were ready. They thought they were ready. They were yapping
right?
all week.
I'm telling you what it was. They didn't think the Cowboys were coming to play.
Nope.
That's what that was.
Yep.
What that was.
Let's go to Brooks, Northeast Philly. Hi, Brooks.
What up, Brooks?
Hey, y'all. What's up, y'all?
Yo.
What up, bro?
Hey, listen. Doug messed up when he hired Deuce Staley as the offensive coordinator. He needed a dude that was going to be a checks and balance on throwing that ball. He should have hired Deuce Staley as the offensive coordinator so we can do some real running plays. Mm-hmm. As this stuff where you ain't shotgun and doing draw and everybody know where you're going to run the ball. You need to pit one of them tight ends in the backfield and have the other tight end over there with Peterson and run that ball traditionally. When you get down, the defense, like the man said, they're not playing a complimentary ball. If you on the field fighting against that offensive line all day long, pressure bust pipes, man. And Ezekiel is a downhill runner. Mm-hmm. Third or fourth quarter come, if the offenses keep giving the ball up while you're on the 25-yard line, the 30-yard line, what you going to do? You're going to be like, oh, man, these dudes ain't coming to play, man. I'm not risking my career. Listen, we have to get back to, and we always say, when you don't got nobody like a LeGarrette Blount to run the ball, you got to say, you know what, we don't got that big dude that them guys don't like to tackle. Let's put somebody in front of these running backs. Let's, like a fullback? Listen,
nobody uses the fullback anymore.
He wants a tight end in there.
It doesn't even matter. The
problem is their tight ends are really big wide receivers.
I got to tell you, our tight ends aren't really physical.
They're 260 pounds.
Yeah, but they...
I don't care. Yeah. If you're running downhill, listen, you're going to have some type of effect. You got to get out of this, you know, this shotgun running the ball.
The majority of teams run the ball out of the shotgun today.
Yeah, there's no I formation, Aikman.
Yeah, you may get that on the goal line or something. Yeah, the majority of runs come out of the shotgun nowadays.
But see, let's just say he hired Deuce Staley as an offensive coordinator, and I know a lot of us were disappointed that Deuce didn't get the opportunity because we felt like that he had been around and but ultimately Doug's got to be comfortable with the person he's hiring to be his offensive coordinator. But would Deuce really be changing? They'd be running the ball 30 times a game if Deuce is the offensive coordinator? No.
No, because A, Doug is calling the plays.
Right.
And B, isn't Deuce the assistant head coach?
Well, he's in charge of the running backs as it is.
Yeah.
He's the one that's getting guys in there.
Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. I don't think we can run the ball when we need to run the ball. I mean, that's what it boils down to. We've been able to do it at times, but it's far too many times where if the offensive line can't create holes, then these running backs aren't going to have room to run. In other words, they're only going to get the yards that are blocked there for them.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't going to make guys miss in the hole. They aren't going to run over many people, break tackles, and then all of a sudden break out of there for a big run. You're not going to see that. These are serviceable backs that if you have a great line blocking in front of them, creating huge holes, then they can run and be effective like they were against Jacksonville to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not running the ball to win. was one of those games. It's rare that any team does it. Now, there's teams that'll run the ball once they get the lead to keep the lead.
Well, the Eagles did that against the Chargers last year, if you remember.
That's sort of what teams do. I mean, the Eagles, I don't know if it was the Carolina game or the Tennessee game where they ran the ball well in the first half. They still had like 7 points.
Yep.
Like you're not scoring. You don't have Todd Gurley. You know why you can get a ball to Todd Gurley just 15 times? Because he'll take 15 carries and turn it into a buck 50, a buck 30.
He came close.
That's what Todd Gurley will do to you.
Yeah. No, you're right.
When you have a runner like an Alvin Kamara that you don't have to give the ball to 25 times, you can give it to him 15. He'll still get you 90 yards with no problem.
But I don't think there's anybody in the league. Before, you would maybe come out and say, all right, listen, we're going to start the game, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to be physical, and we're going to really pound it down their throat and loosen them up for play action and stuff like that. No team does that anymore. Mm-mm. You run the ball because you have to. You run the ball because maybe you like the matchup, but ultimately you're just running the ball so you can throw it. That's all you're doing. That's any NFL head coach or coordinator that's calling plays wants to throw the ball,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. Sean Payton, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid. Andy Reid's had great running backs throughout his coaching career. He wants to throw the football. Yeah, he wants to throw it to the running backs.
As great of a running back as Ezekiel Elliott is, they can't score unless they throw the football. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. As great of a running back as Ezekiel Elliott is, look at what the Cowboys have looked like all year. Having him. And the focus has constantly been on Dak Prescott throwing the ball, right? That's why they went out and got him a wide receiver.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, you got to be able to throw the ball. The passing opens up the running game for you. It just does.
888-729-9494. The biggest reason why the Eagles are 4-5 is? Give us your answer coming up. We have a lot of good answers on the board here, but I for me, it begins and ends with Doug. Mm-hmm. Sure, defense stinks. Absolutely. Jim Schwartz, take a hike. He can go somewhere else next year, right? That's great. I'm not saying the defense is any good, but Doug set the tone for this team. Doug continues to set the tone for this team, and the message isn't being received.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.